Dr. Rintoul at ETAG last week, it was mentioned that refreshing visitor attractions is quite important and that apparently you're quite good at it.
Well, I think the changes here have been done over a long period. We started planning them 15 years ago. It's been 10 years since we actually started work on site. And this week we're actually opening the final three galleries of the transformation of the National Museum.
And some of these objects must be in your collection already and some must be new. But does this now give you more space to exhibit what you actually have?
Yeah, well, throughout the whole project, we've increased the amount of public space, the amount of gallery space significantly. And these new galleries, like the previous new galleries, actually contain a lot of items that weren't on display previously. Something like 40% of the items in these three new galleries weren't on display either for a generation, or some were never on display at all previously.
You're standing here in front of a wonderful Buddhist figure. Was he here before?
Yeah. Wei To is the figure's known. He's been in a number of locations in the museum over many decades. But he's here where he belongs, acting as a guardian at the entrance to the Exploring East Asia Gallery in context with other material from the region. Well, the whole project's cost £80 million over the period. And that support's come from a whole range of sources. There's been quite significant support from the National Lottery Heritage Fund and from the Scottish Government. But there's been an absolutely astonishing £30 million being donated by trusts, foundations and individuals. In fact, over 1,000 individual donors have contributed to the redevelopment of this museum.
One of the important messages in this gallery is the interconnectedness of the three cultures, China, Japan and Korea. So we have a display here that is several beautiful examples of Japanese porcelain from the late 19th century, 1880s, 1890s, that emulates Chinese design, colours, motifs. So very much looking to Chinese history, historical examples of prestigious ceramics, trying to recreate those in Japan. And this was an extremely popular type of ceramic at the time. So it shows how China was always a very important source of inspiration for Japan. The quality of the clay body, the glaze itself will vary in colour, so that's one of the ways that you can tell the different ceramics, the porcelain from the different cultures apart, but also the way it's painted. There are differences in the aesthetics or the designs, the way that those are painted on the bodies.
And ceramics, is this an important part of the exhibition here in this gallery?
Yes, we have a lot of examples of different kinds of ceramics, so fired at the different temperatures for different uses, different appearances, but there's other materials as well that join those three cultures, like silk and lacquer. Works on paper as well, so many different materials across the gallery.
Over this side of the exhibition, we've got a Japanese silver and gold vase. Is this much more modern? It looks it.
Absolutely. As well as the objects from the historic collections or the historic material, there's a lot of contemporary pieces in the gallery. So we're keen to make the point that these cultures, China, Japan and Korea, are alive today, and artists are doing innovative, novel things with materials looking to past traditions. So this is a silversmith, an artist called Osumi Yukie, a woman, who inlays different precious materials into the silver body, and it's a very, very long, painstaking process. Hours and hours of hammering and delicate inlay to create this beautiful effect of rippling waves moving over sand, and it's named for a current in the Pacific Ocean called the Kuroshio. And Osumi has recently been designated a living national treasure, so one of the highest ranks awarded by the government for artists. And is this-
Hello, my name is Qin Cao. I'm the curator of Chinese collections.
And you think that this bronze food vessel tells a great story about China.
So this bronze food vessel is known as great in Chinese. So it is over 3,000 years old. It would have been used by the elites of the time to make a food offering to ancestors and also deities.
So they wouldn't have used it for eating from?
they would have they also served at that function as well, but primarily they were ritual offering vessels. Yeah, and also this vessel was made using ceramic molds. This is a particular invention of China of the time, known as the peace mold technique, which derived from the Chinese very advanced ceramic industry of the time, which obviously many people would have known China's ceramics, few people would have been known that actually the ceramics industry also led to the very advanced development of bronze casting. So we have a very elaborate bronze vessel like this, made by piece mold. So for this particular piece, you have the handles, which is in the stylized this mythical creature, and also you have the little faces actually in the front as a band. Yeah, and then you also have this lines, kind of geometric pattern, which would be the fashion of the time, which is early Western Zhou Dynasty. So this helped us to date the piece. What's really very interesting is that now the bronze vessel looks kind of green with this lovely patination, but originally when it was first made, it would look golden yellow.
Well, now it's kind of brown and green and orange almost.
Yeah, so this is a natural, patination of bronzes after thousands of years. But this wood, when it was first made, when it was used as a ritual offering vessel, it would be golden shining, would very much attract the attention of both the living human and also the spirits.
It's 13 meters long, hand scroll that would be unrolled one part at a time. And as you can see, we've just got one section of it on display at the moment. And every 6 months, we'll be rolling it up and unrolling a new section. So visitors, if they come back, will be able to travel along through the theatre district through the scroll. So you can see different shops, different theatres, actors, people watching plays. There's lots going on and there's a lot of detail there.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.